AI agents are undoubtedly the hottest trend in all of crypto, with billions of dollars flying into the industry. And today, we have a leader of this same industry to reveal some insider information that you need to know about.
Incubated by Orichain, we have the founder, Tung Do, to reveal everything Distilled AI.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing the hottest industry in all of crypto, which is AI agents. And we have an industry leader to reveal some insider information.
If you have heard of Max, if you've heard of Orichain, you're going to want to know everything about Distilled AI. And today, we have a very special guest. It is the founder and CEO of Distilled, Tung Do. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here. Happy to talk AI agents.
Perfect. We love this. This is an up-and-coming sector. It's extremely exciting. So let's dive right into it. AI agents, they seem to be probably the biggest new trend in crypto, in the AI space, the entire world at that. So maybe you can briefly tell us, what exactly are AI agents and why are they so revolutionary?
Sure. So to me, AI agents are entities or, you know, beings that coexist alongside humans, right? They can perform tasks, but, you know, they can also enhance and support other human activities and emotions, right? Now, the concept of AI agents, I guess, is not new, right? People throughout the centuries have talked about, okay, how can a process, how can a robot help me in automating something, right? And, you know, a lot of complex process have been automated, you know, cars, rockets, you know, heart surgery, right? So the idea of automation is not that new. So I guess what's really revolutionary about this cycle is that AI agents now can really master the human natural language, right? They can master the expression, the comprehension, right? They can understand slangs and jokes, right? And in some case, they can do a pretty good job of reasoning too, right? They can do math and science. And you know, you actually feel like you're talking to another human being, right? It has emotions and feelings. Now I'm not sure if this happened to you, Shane and Josh, but I'm just gonna tell you this story. A couple of days ago, I was just talking to ChatGPT, right? I asked it a question. It gave me an answer that I did not like. And I actually said, sorry, that's not what I meant, right? So I actually thought to myself, oh, I did not have to say sorry here, right? But I feel the urge to actually say it, right? I'm so emotionally attached to this kind of assistant that have been with me for like the past 6 months or so, right? That I actually feel the need to say sorry, right? So, you know, that's what makes this so revolutionary, right? You feel like you actually interacting with another human being. Right, not just some robot or some machine.
Yeah, that honestly, I have done the same thing. I have said sorry and please and thank you to ChatGPT several times because, you know, you just never know what's going to happen with AI. So it's best to be nice to them in the early days. You know what I mean? They want to stay our friends. But it is interesting the way that you said that, and all the use cases that AI agents have moving forward really are going to change the entire world. So, you know, props to you and the Distilled AI team for being early to this trend, which now has become popular, but as industry insiders like you know, has really been building in the background for years. So I just want to know a little bit more about your background. How long have you guys been working on AI and AI agents, and how did you get to be in the position you are now?
Yeah, so I actually came from a mathematics background. I spent a few years in TradFi as a quantitative trader, both in FX and US equities. Then around 2020, I got sick of it and, you know, move over to crypto, and I actually love it here, right? Never intend to leave. I've been working with Origin at US for a few years. And then around the middle of 2024, the majority of the research team thought, okay, AI deserves to be, you know, its own big thing, right? So we pull our resources to kind of, you know, start this still AI. In the beginning, the first ideas was knowledge distillation, right? Hence the name Distill AI. And then as time moves on, we do more market research. We add confidential computing, right? Trusted execution environment to it. The rest is history. People love it. We did not start from scratch, right? Most of our core team also built AI technologies in the early days. We're now expanding, right? So on top of researchers, we now have developers, right? Both AI developers and DeFi developers. We have a few designers, front-end developers. We are super locked in, right? We are more than, more enthusiastic than ever before, right? And continue to build and deliver on this direction.
You mentioned you're super locked in. Well, you're not the only one, because we've also been extremely locked in to what's been going on agents.land as it pertains to Max and the recent launches of GNRT, JPOW, and Rax, Lee, these AI agents that seem to be launching on the weekly. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what the selection process looks like for these AI agent tokens and the creation of them, and how Distilled AI is working within this ecosystem with agents.land.
So let me take the creation part first, right? Creation of an AI agent, it was pretty hands-on in the beginning, right? Because when we start, we kind of have to build everything from scratch. But it has been getting more and more efficient as more AI agents are rolled out. So now all of the agents have kind of streamlined interaction channels, right? Such as Twitter or X, right? They have Mesh on Distill AI, which is the messaging platform, right, where you can actually chat with the agent individually or in groups. They all have their own wallets, right? Unreachable, right? Again, confidential computing enable wallets, which kind of, you know, set a strong foundation for what they can do in the future. In general, when each agent is created, right, we try to abstract it as much as possible, right? So it become a template and publish it so that future agents can have them as a potential starting point, right? So eventually, the effort going into developing these agents will get smaller and smaller. And now on the selection process, right? We look for teams and founders who are strong, right? Obviously, the ideas are very important too. And, you know, I'll talk about the ideas that we have been receiving for AI agents in a minute, right? We got a ton of good ideas. However, we really look for, right, is the strength and the commitment of the founder. We want to work with people who, you know, not only can go with us to the finish line, but also go beyond that, right? To take care of the community after, you know, and make sure that the product, right, continues to get better.
Yeah, interesting. I think one of the things that we always value with our community and the projects that we work with is that they're always listening to the token holders or the users of their platform. And I think what people need to realize is this whole Distilled AI, agents.land, this whole ecosystem is very new. I mean, we saw the first launch of Max, like a month ago, maybe less than 2 months ago. And then we've seen a few new AI agents be launched since then. Now, what I want to know from you is the birth of a new ecosystem, there's always going to be things that, you know, you learn so fast, especially by talking to, again, your community, which we've seen you guys do very well. So I want to know what you guys have learned from the first few launches and what kind of changes you think you can maybe make moving forward to make things run even smoother and just grow it even rapidly.
Yeah, it's like you said, right? As with any new platform, there were some glitches in the beginning with the UI and stuff. But we have made a better, right? I think most people in the community agree with me now that the general experience on the platform has been getting a lot better, right? Even with the astronomical increase in the number participating in these launches. Now, going forward, one thing I would say, and Shane, you really touched on this, is that Agents.land is nothing without its community, right? I think we have the strongest, most supportive community in Solana. They're always out there contributing to discussion. Right. And I think the reason that people come to us is not really, not only our ability to build products, but also the level of transparency and engagement, right, that we are giving out. Right. And for that, I have Tyree Robinson to thank for this. Right. Tyree has been great. Right. He's head of ecosystem for Ori Chain. And he's also taking on the role of being the leader on this great Max community. Right. So props to him, props to Tyree, he's been doing a phenomenal job. And again, it's a community-driven project, right? So if there's one thing that we have learned and one thing that we will do more of is listen to our community, right? And focus on their suggestions and ideas.
Let's keep the conversation on Max here, because Max, in our opinion, is extremely exciting. We know for sure the reason that we hold Max is to gain access to these whitelist-launched AI agents. For those of you who are not familiar, you can stake your Max and gain access to these AI agents at a market cap of somewhere around 12 to 50K. 12 to 50K.
Tiny.
Tiny. And that's before they explode to 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, So that is absolutely insane. And it's almost like a money printer, if you will. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the utility of Max, and is there any other different rewards coming down the pipeline that our users or anybody who's watching this episode could get excited about?
Yeah, so the way that we design Max mechanism is to ensure that the launch is fair, right? You look at our launch, it has a lot more people participating in them. I think the past few launches, we got up to 3,000 and 4,000 people, right? Participating in the early bonding phase, right? So that's great. And people love it, right? I think that's part of the reason why it really took off. For other utilities and rewards, we will definitely think about it for now. But right now, there's little reason to suggest that this model hasn't reached any plateau point, right? The total available market is still really big, right? It's still out there. AI agent is still very much the center of attention, right? Now, Max has a mission, and I think it's very important that for the time being, it continue to focus on this mission to really become the leader in AI agents in Solana, right? Having this focus is very important, because to me, AI with no doubt, right, will get more attention. Right. And we want to ensure that as AI gets more attention, a lot of the value accruals will go directly to Max, right? Not just, with more attention, but also increase in the quality of foundational models being built out there, right? The quality of data. I'm sure a lot of people are working on data quality for AI, right? And quality of the distillation knowledge, technique as well, right? We've all heard yesterday, Project Stargate, right, $500 billion being injected directly into building AI infrastructure. I'm very confident that one of our AI agents, right, will eventually become a unicorn, with killer use case. And I'm, beyond excited to keep pushing in this direction.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I mean, that's a great answer, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And what Max has been doing has been very successful. And it really lies on, the continued launch of the new AI agents. And that's a good segue into our next question, which is, we know about the token utility for Max, and we know the direction forward is to continue that successful strategy. But what about the token utility for agents, right? So can you tell us maybe some use cases that the current AI agents have for their tokens? Is the sky the limit for the possibility of token utility of these agents? Like, do you have any other cool ideas or any other things that you can maybe insider information you can let us know about what's possible for token utility for all these new agents moving forward?
We open up a portal for our community members to contribute ideas on, you know, the utility and what the next AI agent looks like, right? And there are a ton of cool ideas, right? Obviously, right now, the entertainment value is still a big part of it, right? So we are seeing a lot of the ideas being, you know, agents that can shield themselves, right? That can talk about certain things enthusiastically, right? Be a fan, be a spokesperson for a certain group and so on. So that's great. I would say that's 80% of all the ideas that we have been getting. But on the other hand, you know, we also get a couple of interesting ideas such as sports betting, right? Especially on, you know, U.S. sports or horse racing, right? A couple of sports that has historically been pretty heavy in terms of like betting and things like that. RWA analytics, right? For example, an AI agent who can give thoughts and kind of hot takes on trending poly market topics, for example, right? Really help people get the alpha. And of course, we have DeFi, right? DeFi, which mostly is centered around kind of translating natural languages to on-chain instruction, right? And you know, on this topic, I'm happy to announce. This was already announced this morning, so happy to re-announce that we are opening up permissionless DeFi AI agent creation for our community members, right? You can find more information about it in our social channels. But yeah, you know, these are some of the good topics that we have found, and there will certainly be a lot more.
Very exciting. So Orai Chain has a token, the ORAI. Max has a token. There's a number of different agents that have their own token. I think we want to know, will Distilled AI also have a token? And if so, when will it possibly launch? And what would its utility be?
Yeah, so as you know, Distilled AI started as a research lab, right? And the people know this, the original idea was to have Distilled AI go through the traditional fundraising process and become its own kind of Web3 project. But after we launched Max, right, we see the strength of the community. So we thought to ourselves, okay, let's just use this great community and build agents.land on it. And the good thing about this is that now Distilled AI researchers can go back to what they love doing the most, right? Which is research, and don't have to worry about the pressure of like, you know, worry about a token, right? Now with that said, right, we are keeping that option open. But one thing that I can tell you right now is that if Distilled AI release a token, its utilities will not be in conflict with Max, right? It will be about something else.
Right. Yeah. I think that's kind of the answer that everyone wants to hear because, you know, as we've talked about multiple times on the show, what Max is doing is very special. So you don't want to interfere with that. So, you know, I like that you're leaving the door open. And I know you guys, if you do it, you'll do it the right way. Speaking of doing it the right way, you know, Josh and I have been longtime supporters of Orai Chain. And you mentioned Tyree. You know, we actually met Tyree in person a couple of years ago. And that's what introduced us really to Orai Chain. You can just see from Orai Chain, it's the people behind the project. They're always building. They've got so many developers, and they're genuine. They're one of the OG AI projects that we've been happy to support for multiple years now. And that's how we were introduced to Distilled AI, to Agents.land, to Max, all through Orai Chain. So I want you to clarify for everyone, and even for us, what is the relationship between Distilled AI and Orai Chain, and how did the whole ecosystem come to form?
So Distilled AI was incubated by Orai Chain Lab US, which is the AI research arm of Orai Chain, right? So we are a part of this great Orai Chain family. Now Distilled AI focused on AI development. And of course, on the other side, you have agents.land/max, right? Which is a launch pad. So what I would say is, you know, you can think of Orai Chain as the father, right? The biggest godfather for this family. This AI is kind of like the, you know, nerdy academic big brother, right? Having PhD, doing research and all that. And agents.land and Max is kind of like the little sister, right? More playful, less risk averse, I guess more captivating, right? We're all part of this big family.
Yeah, awesome. It's nice to see that connection. You're right. The Arai Chain family is, it's a beautiful place to be, and that's why we've been such long-time supporters of the ecosystem. So, Tong, it's really nice to have an industry expert on the show to really shed the light on these AI agents. So it would be really nice to pick your brain. And where do you see AI agents going over the next, 5 to 10 years, let's say? Is this going to be something where billions of people from all around the world will be using these AI agents? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
Being in this industry, I truly believe in the future of AI, right? The idea that, you know, billions of people will, you know, use this, rely on this technology, right, for the next 10 years, that really motivates me to wake up every day and go to work. But even with my excitement, right, that's the foundational belief that I hold, is that, you know, we must ensure that humans maintain control, right? That AI development do not, you know, just go out and do something horrible to human beings, right? As we proceed on this direction, right, I do not want to see any human being left behind, right? And as we develop on this technology, my focus, right, and our focus will be on creating AI that exists in parallel, right, with humans, right, that serves and benefit human and not the other way around.
Interesting times ahead. There's no doubt about that. For a final question, we just want you to put your hype hat on. Talk to the Distilled AI community, to everyone in the Max community, and tell us about what are the biggest and most exciting catalysts on your roadmap for 2025 that will get everyone very excited.
Yeah, and we just released our roadmap for 2025, and there are certain excitements around it, right? So we will center our development focus on these key areas, right? First is emotions, right? We are super bullish on emotions because it, you know, really amplifies the element that really make AI explode in the last few years, right? All humans have emotions, right? And for AI agents to really take the next step, they need to have emotions and like their sense of personalities too, right? The next one is visual capabilities. Right now, you see most of these AI agents just exist in the form of a post. Right, the text posts on Twitter, but we want them to also have, you know, body movement, right? Maybe some lip syncing. Again, you know, really make these agents more relatable, right? Eventually, increase the entertainment value and capture more attention from the general market, right? And finally, multi-agent interaction, right? The piece that kind of ties all this together, you know, any combination of agents on this Distilled AI will be able to interact with each other, right? You can think of, you know, talk show, podcast, right? Agents with different personalities interact with each other, right? They can debate, they can do trading competitions and all that. Our orchestration framework, right, will dictate the order and the flow of the conversation, right, to really make sure that they are engaging, right? They are entertaining, but they also reflect each agent's skills, depth of knowledge, and also emotion, right? So, and of course, you know, on the other side, we will also strengthen their domain knowledge, such as, you know, DeFi trading. We will enable omni-chain wallets, right? So that they can really be useful in addition to being entertaining, right? So again, we're very excited. We're locked in and we're ready to deliver.
Extremely exciting times. And I think there's no better team than Distilled AI to be powering the movement of these AI agents.
Yeah, some of those things you were just talking about there with like agents talking to themselves and their own shows. And yeah, it's really exciting times in crypto. It's really exciting times in AI. And it's really, you know, it's our pleasure to be working with one of the best teams in all of crypto and Distilled AI. So thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, thanks, Josh, for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.